Let's go to the first-time caller line. Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California. I'm 6:50 a.m.
All righty, and your name is?
Claire.
Hello, Claire.
How are you, Hilly?
Good. What's kind of a spooky story do you have for us?
Oh, my gosh. I think I wrote you an email about it about 3 years ago, I think, and you wrote back so kindly and said, it's the skeptic that always gets the biggest awakening.
That's right.
And I never forgot that because I was such a skeptic, and I mean, the worst kind. Didn't believe in all this hokey pokey stuff about ghosts, and you know, Poltergeist didn't even scare me, you know, the movie. I was like, oh, this is nonsense. And I was taking an astronomy class in college, and my astronomy partner was a woman about 70, and a very nice woman, and her car broke down. She asked me if I could pick her up to go to class. I said, not a problem. She's a wonderful woman. And so I went to, I was living in San Jose at the time, and I went downtown where she lived, and she lived in this older area where there were all these Victorian houses, where there was a long walkway up to the house, the porch. One side was a sitting area, the other side was this large garden area on the walkway. As I was walking down the walkway to go get her, it was evening by this time, it was dark outside, I saw a woman gardening in the garden area, and she was wearing a long black dress, and I remembered it was a high neck collar, and I just thought it was weird, and I thought it was Mabel, because that was her name. So I called out and said, Mabel, Mabel, I'm here, and the woman didn't respond. So I started walking towards the woman because I thought maybe Mabel didn't hear me. Suddenly, Mabel opened up the front door and said, Claire, I'm over here. And I looked over at Mabel, then I looked back at the woman who was gardening, and that woman was gone. And I said, there's somebody out here gardening. Who was that lady? And she kind of smiled at me, and she said, oh, Claire, that's Patrice. She's the ghost that lives with me.
Ooh.
And I about died. I said, well, first of all, I said, oh, don't, you're pulling my leg. Then she pulled out an old article from a newspaper from the San Jose Star, and it showed a picture of her, and it was the woman wearing the black dress.
Mm.
And I got so scared, I started to cry. I never picked her up again.
And this was in the middle of the day?
No, no, this was in the evening.
In the evening.
Astronomy class, and it was. Just, and as a matter of fact, we were going to a star party that night. And I missed the star party because I was so upset that I actually saw something that I never believed in, and I have been a believer ever since.
Well, that's good. All right, Claire, thank you for that story. Wow. Believe. Only believe, friends. That's the important thing.